And a voice from the firmament spoke, "This is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy." Beloved children of Christ, that complete and utterly unbridled joy that the Son Jesus embodied in the Father through the Spirit at his baptism is the same joy. Amazing, as they say in Spanish, alegría, joy, alegría. It's that same amazing alegría that we know today as followers of Jesus. Amen. All right. Oh, what a morning the triune Creator has gifted we people of God. It's Camp Sunday. It's Jesus' baptism, a heavenly combination. And then in the early service, we threw in our annual affirmation of baptism milestone, and it couldn't get better than this. Amen again. The pulse of Matthew's text, adult Jesus, big Jesus, being baptized to activate, to love us until the end of the world, had me make a beeline toward my office bookshelf. Still has several stacks, not really neatly arranged, but it's a work in progress after 3 months. So I had to grab, for the occasion, one of the books from my shelf. Ah, the beautiful smell of old theology books. I see some grins out there. It's the smell of our faith lives themselves. The Doctrine of Baptism, a true bestseller. It was written in 1969 in German by Edmund Schlenk. And 3 years later, it was translated into this version in English by Herbert J.A. Bauman. It's a classic. I used it to write my paper in seminary. And to give you a flavor of Dr. Schlenk's systematician's thinking, I'd like to read 3 quotes. And it's so fun to sound scholarly with someone else's words. One by Dr. Schlenk: Jesus Christ, his death and his resurrection belong necessarily to the institution of baptism. Second quote by Schlenk: Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is at the same time baptism by the Holy Spirit. And the third quote by Dr. Schlenk, and this applies every day, but especially today as we celebrate baptism and Camp Sunday. He said, in baptizing children, the church acknowledges that faith and baptism belong together. That faith and baptism belong together. Dear Spirit of Joy, I think this togetherness, I think we've mastered that concept. Today, as I said earlier, we had families up here, the church families, who gathered at this font or somewhere in the past year, and they gathered to commit to and pray for a member of their own family. We had several of those in 2025 baptisms, and the font continues to stand as a reminder, as does the medallions that we give. Such promises that we made in baptism, just as a few reminders, there are many, but those families in 2025 committed to place the scripture in the baptism person's hand and bring them to the Lord's table, among many other promises. And we live those promises out in not only our daily lives, but we live those promises out as we come and gather as God's people, near and far. But our flock doesn't stop there. It doesn't just stop at the milestone of baptism. I like talking about what this congregation does and how we're making a difference among our neighbors, among our 9 featured ministry partners this month camp, and most importantly, I like to think about and talk about and proclaim everywhere I go how we, people of God, are helping to bring the nativity scene with the animals and the shepherds and the angels, of course, Mary and Joseph and the babe, how we are helping bring the nativity scene to life for children, youth, and young adults. Sounds kind of like camp to me. Monthly, a little more trivia, other than our milestones, did you know, I hope you do, and if you don't, check with me later, did you know that we monthly send cards out to folks, to partners, who are celebrating the anniversary of their baptism? It's a beautiful ritual. We have the cards there. They're stuffed in the envelopes, names on the front to mail, and we pass them through our hands, and we sit in the conference room, and we say your names out loud. And as we do that, we pray, and then we have a wrap-up prayer, and then they go into the mail. So you have the connection of baptism and faith. My anniversary of baptism is on March 17th, so I can't wait to get my card in the mail. Circle back to camp. I love circling back to camp. Are you ready to make some noise? Always. I love the enthusiasm. Nice. Okay, so here we go. We got a question, and then you can make your noise. I hope to hear a lot of it. Who out there loves everything campy? The games, the water, the singing, the body odors. Lots of them in the cabins. The Bible studies from Colossians. Who out there loves everything campy? Let me hear some noise. And you out there too. Woo! All right, we even got the teddy bear. So another question. Who out there, and I hope to hear a lot of noise on this one, or I can hear it from afar too. Who out there is going to help a kiddo get registered for camp this week? I will. Oh, I like that committed statement. That's lovely. Yes, there's plenty of time, but the earlier you get in, the earlier the better. If you need help on that, getting registered, or have any questions, just text us, email us, call us, tweet us, Facebook message us. We're here to help kiddos and youth and families get to camp. So to all the siblings in the gospel, Jesus lives. Jesus, from that nativity, from the manger, Jesus lives, God with us, Emmanuel. Jesus lives. As Lutherans Outdoors in South Dakota say on their website, with my added emphasis, in the hills, Jesus lives. On the prairie, Jesus reigns. At the water, Jesus was baptized by his cousin John. So I was thinking about this as I was reading. Do you think that John the Baptist has camel hair swim trunks and a leather belt to match like his other wear? Yeah, yeah. Baby Jesus, born of Mary, still shines even in the darkest night, still shines over this weary, weary world. Grown up Jesus, who probably struggled with adulting like we do, still walks with us and protects us. Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, three in one, knows our every need. We know this to be true, that Jesus knows our every need with each baptism. We know this to be true with each camper who goes off to camp. We know that Jesus knows our every need. We know this to be true with each precious person who enters or zooms in for worship. We know this to be true. So, my friends, go out and make disciples, baptizing them. Please pray with me. God of church camps, keep kids, youth, and families in your care. God of justice, give we adults strength to persevere when mothers like Renee and Nicole Good won't have the opportunity to send her children to camp. God of mercy, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021. God of the ages, we remember the saints in light. And God's people say, Amen. My friends, today's gospel calls us forward, but it always calls us back also. And a dove from above lightly floated downward on the air. Its little feet alighting on the shoulder of God. And now feel that same Spirit settling on you. You who brings so much joy to others.